No, I'd say I'd ask the blessing first.
Uh-huh.
Then when I finish the blessing, we'd all sit down.
Okay.
And go to eating.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted somebody not to wait until the potatoes were passed over to them, you'd tell them to just go ahead and...
If I was at the table.
Yeah, say there's some potatoes, and you tell someone, don't wait until they're passed around to you. You just go ahead and...
You mean that would be on the table with them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just say y'all help yourself.
Okay.
And, yeah. And what was near them, they'd get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's anything a little distant from on this end, they'd surpass me.
Mm-hmm. And food that's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's been... What?
Stale, I'd say.
Well, if you had the same thing, say if you have the same thing for supper that you had at dinner, you'd say that the food had been...
I said if the food is... If I go eat something, you know, the night that I had for dinner, mm-hmm. I'd say it ain't spoiled,
mm-hmm.
is it? That's what I'd say of today.
Mm-hmm.
But back in my day, I wouldn't know where to spoil what.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just go ahead and eat cold supper or something.
Uh-huh.
But today, quite natural. Anybody of the day would want, you know, would want mm-hmm. to know was it all right.
Mm-hmm.
Or have you kept it too long?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can keep food in that work too long if it ain't food. I mean, if it ain't mm-hmm. spoiled, it ain't, you know, ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd want to know if the day is all right to eat it.
Uh-huh. Would you say that the food had been het over or warmed up or...
I'd say, well, that's the question, very good question. I'd say, this been warmed up, or why didn't you warm it up?
Uh-huh.
Something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you'd put food in your mouth, and then you'd begin to...
Chew.
And you'd say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat, and he couldn't... What?
Couldn't swallow.
You say he could chew it, but he couldn't.
Too tough.
He could chew it, but he couldn't.
Couldn't swallow it.
Couldn't what?
What would I say if I couldn't swallow?
If mm-hmm. you chewed it, she said, then what?
Oh.
You could chew it all right enough, but then what comes?
Then I'd swallow it.
Okay.
You couldn't swallow it. I'd swallow it if I couldn't chew it.
Okay.
Even if I couldn't. I'd spit it out. Well, I'd say, yeah, I'd have to do one of them things.
Uh-huh.
Swallow it or spit it out if I couldn't chew it.
Uh-huh. And this is something, it's white, it's made from a grain, and you grow it down in Louisiana. I think some of it grows here in the Delta. But it's white, it's made from a grain.
Made from a grain.
Yeah.
It's real common.
His common grew in Louisiana.
Yeah.
It needs a lot of water to grow,
yeah,
but you can grow it here.
That seems like me.
Rice.
Seems like me. She talking about some kind of a...
Rice.
Huh?
Yeah, it's got to be rice.
Well, rice grows in Mississippi.
Well, she says some could grow here.
They used to grow it here in the Delta?
Well, they grow it here in the Delta now.
They still grow it here?
Yeah, we grow rice here in the Delta.
Uh huh.
Mhm. Yeah, we grow rice here in the Delta just like we grow wheat, just like we grow white oats.
Uh huh.
We grow rice here.
Mhm.
And yeah, well, yet like you said, for the South, you know,
mm-hmm.
bigger farms of it.